You have all three names on your...
We should have two grants of perpetual easement right of ways. Do you have two or you just have one?
There are three orders on this.
Okay.
Better.
I do. Okay, we want to do the motion separate on the permanent perpetual or do them together?
I'm fine with whatever.
The one will just have Walter and Catherine.
Yeah, the motion I made was the one with Walter and Catherine.
So we'll do this one first? Second?
Okay.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements between Walter P. Riggin and Catherine L. Riggin, husband and wife, and James C. Riggin, a single person, as joint tenants with right of survivorship in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve, sorry.
Nope.
See, I'm jumping ahead again.
No, you're good. Now we have the grant of drainage easement.
Move to approve the grant of drainage easement by between Walter P. Riggin and Catherine L. Riggin, husband and wife, and James C. Riggin, a single person, as joint tenants with right of survivorship in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Aye.
No. Hearing none, I would. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
It's been.
Devin. We got it done. Do you believe that?
Thank goodness.
All right. Next on our agenda, we have approval of agreement for modified aggregate quick set 2023 supplemental. It's labeled number 23-078, Roden Bridge.
Does that one show?
Okay.
That would be for the additional roads that I came to you all about doing the micro paving on.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's around 11 mile.
Okay.
As far as timeline, when are they expected to start this?
They're expected if we're to approved? Start around mid-July.
Mid-July start on this project?
Yes.
Are these roads?
Weather pending. I had to get a pre-approved site from the stockpile material and stuff, and I got that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for modified aggregate quickset by and between Taney County and Donaldson Construction Company, LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have approval of Missouri Department of Public Safety, the DPS grants. It's labeled number 23-077S for Sheriff. In front of us, we have our Sheriff, Brad Daniels. Kim Shea, as well. She didn't sit in a chair by you, so. How are you all this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good.
This grant's for the Deputy Sheriff Salary Fund. It's the same grant we've had for years. I think the only thing that changed this year is the number of deputies that are on it.
We had 32 this past year. It's going down to 30. It's based upon the annual salary. Cap is 50,000. Mm-hmm. So we'd have lost a few. So of course we're supplementing those with the new ones at the new rate. And a couple people have gone over the 50,000 now, so they drop off. So we'll have 30 deputies that qualify for getting the $100 a month assistance. It's all reimbursable back to the county. I submit it monthly, and it also pays back benefits, loggers.
And we have no problem complying with it, and
No, I do before the grant can even take place, before it even the sheets that I brought to you all. I have to do a compliance training workshop on every grant before it's approved and awarded. And then once you sign it, I send it back, mail it back in, and then it will be done.
Okay.
Question?
Nope.
I move to approve the Missouri Department of Public Safety DPS grant file number 23077S between the Missouri Department of Public Safety and Taney County.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval of equipment service agreements, number 23-071, Sheriff.
This is for the annual maintenance on our microfish scanner that Holly uses in the office to scan in our old reports and save them.
This is for the service agreement?
Yes.
Any questions?
We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott, County Commission Attorney, that is approving to the agreement dated June
16th,
2023.
Okay.
Move to approve the Equipment Service Agreement, file number 23-071S, by and between Taney County and Missouri Document Solutions.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
See you.
Next on the agenda, we have approval of vehicle service contracts. These would be two extended warranties.
You guys have any questions?
No.
I have none as well.
Move to approve the vehicle service contracts for the 2023 GMC K2500 Heavy Duty and the 2024 GMC K2500 Heavy Duty by and between Taney County and Mechanical Breakdown Protection Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of service and maintenance agreement. Number 23-076, Commission.
Any questions?
Summer one, that's who we have now, isn't it?
Correct. That is the one we have for our copiers. And
yeah. No question.
Do you have any information on the Sumner one?
Yes, we are replacing the printer in our office. It goes down almost every election, and we have to call someone to service it. And so this is a service agreement for the new machine. It just pretty much takes the service that we have now and transfers it to a new machine. Same service.
Same service.
Yeah.
Move to approve the service and maintenance agreement. File number 23-076CC by and between Taney County and Sumner 1.
Second.
Thank you. Have a motion. Yep. Have a motion and a second.
I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We've been off all day, so don't worry about it.
Sorry, I called that over the commission.
No.
All right.
I just got excited.
Next on our agenda, we have discussion and possible appointments to Transportation Advisory Committee Board, Southwest Missouri Council of Government, SIMCOG. We have interest from the city of Branson for a representative. They have submitted a name, and if I would have Commissioner White.
Matt
Bryan has agreed to fulfill the duties on the SimCog as a representative.
He works in the public service department, I think, as an engineer.
Engineer in public service in Branson. And then Commissioner Wyatt has stated that she would be willing to serve also as a representative if we had no one else wanting to fulfill that position.
Anyone else interested? Do we do these together or not, as we have to have an alternate, and which that's Rick Zickenfuss?
Okay. So what we would have today would be a recommendation for Commissioner Sheila Wyatt and Matt Bryan, along with Rick Zickenfuss, to serve as the alternate, will be the recommendation coming from the Taney County Commission for Southwest Missouri Council of Government.
You guys would make the appointments?
We're to give the recommendation to them, and then they vote on it on the 26th or something.
Is that what it is? Okay. So do we need to make the motion to
recommend
those appointments?
Yes.
Move to recommend the appointment of Sheila Wyatt and Matt Bryan and Rick Zickenfuss as an alternate to the Transportation Advisory Committee Board for the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. As all the business we have here this morning, it is 10:41.
Ask something?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know that matters, but that appointment is always from July 1st until June 30th of the following year.
Okay. July 1st through June 30th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I have 10:41. We'll be in recess. We were scheduled for 10 o'clock to be upstairs, so we are in recess.